Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's release supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven. Because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit Golo.com today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
On November 4th, 2018, at 8:59 a.m., the Forsyth County 911 Center received a call.
Forsyth County 911.
Hi, yes, I need an ambulance and a bridge to my home.
What's the address?
4450 Woodlake Court.
4450 Woodlake?
Woodlake,
okay. All right, 4450 Woodlake Court, what is your name?
My name is John Myers, J-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay, and your phone number is 609.
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
We had people over last night. We were drinking. Most of us went to bed. One of them stayed on the balcony. She was drinking, and we just went outside, and she's laying face down in the backyard. It looks like, I'm guessing, maybe she fell off the balcony, but she's stiff.
Jeanne Myers, the homeowner, is on the call. She's reporting that her friend, Tom LaHorsford, has fallen off a balcony and is, quote, stiff.
Okay, is she breathing?
I don't know if she's face down.
Okay, how old is she?
41. Here, hold on.
Jeanne hands her phone to the host of the party and her boyfriend, Jose Barrera.
Hey, this is Jose Barrera.
Hey, have y'all checked to see if she's breathing?
She's not moving one bit. She's not breathing.
Okay.
I just tried to assess her, Tesla. She's completely face down in the yard. She is stiff.
Okay. Do you know if she, do you see any blood or anything? Where she... Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was outside.
It's okay. I'm not sure what happened to Alana for a second. Do you see any blood or anything to where, from where she fell?
I don't know if I should move her over. I mean, she's completely face down.
Okay. I mean, can you just check and see if she's breathing? If she's not breathing and you know she's gone, then just leave her where she's at. If she... Okay.
According to various responding officers, they spoke with Jeanne Myers, the homeowner, after the call was placed. She told them the night before she had hosted a birthday party for herself at her residence. She had invited Madeline Lombardi, Nicole Lawson, Marcy Harden, Sarah Cockrem, Stacy Smith, Michael Paulino, Paula Seals, Thomas Smith, Jennifer Morrell, Jose Barrera, and Bridget Fuller. Jan explained that people began arriving at her home around 7 p.m. Tamala Horsford had arrived at the house around 8 p.m. Jan said all the women at the house were drinking heavily. Tom and Jose had gone downstairs to the basement to watch football. Tamala had arrived with a bottle of tequila. She took a shot of Fireball when she got there and continued to drink her tequila with a Mountain Dew or water mixed in. The next morning, there was very little tequila left in the bottle. Jan said at about midnight, everyone, guys included, sat around the table in the living room and played Cards Against Humanity. The game continued for about an hour, and then they stopped. People began cleaning up and getting ready to settle in for the night. Jan said Tamala had wanted people to stay up. She was very social and kept engaging in conversation. At one point in the evening, Tamala had FaceTimed her husband and children so everyone could see her family. After cleanup was complete, parties separated and left Tamala in the living room. According to witnesses, this is the last time anyone saw her alive.
1 minute. I'm completely not sure.
Okay, and that's the only blood that you would see?
That's what I can see without moving her over. I haven't seen her face.
Do you know if she, do you know if she was suicidal at all?
I have no clue. I've met her one other time. You know, like my girlfriend said, people were over last night. her birthday party. We're not the woman that we believe to be deceased, but it's my girlfriend's birthday party. Instead of having everybody go out, she had everyone stay in. And she was the last one I saw before everybody. I mean, everybody was typically put off to bed. She was the last one in the kitchen. She was just either waiting around for a ride or waiting until the morning.
Okay. How far is the, where she would have fell from, how far is the deck from the ground?
I would probably say maybe 20 feet.
Okay.
You know, 20 feet from where your feet would be on the railing. The railing itself is maybe 3.5-4 feet.
Okay.
Jan told investigators Nicole and Sarah had left around 10:30 p.m. due to childcare issues. Bridget left at 1:47 a.m. and Marcy left at 4:10 a.m. All other parties stayed the night and left the morning of the 4th. Tamala was the only smoker in the house that evening. She had gone out multiple times to smoke and had left her cigarette butts in the back porch on the ledge. Jose told investigators while he was cleaning up the following morning, he found an unlit cigarette and a lighter laying on the floor of the porch. The brand of cigarette matched the smoked cigarettes belonging to Tamala. Jan has a security system at her house that sends notifications to her phone. It details which particular door in the house was opened or secured with the timestamp. Jan was able to give specific times on when certain doors were opened. The back door leading to the back porch had been opened at 1:49 a.m. and closed at 1:50 a.m. The back door was reopened at 1:57 a.m. and never was secured back. The back door was slightly open when Jan went to it the following morning. Madeline was the first person to discover Tamala's body. She had gone to the backyard to see what the temperature outside was and noticed Tamala laying face down in the backyard. She watched her for a moment to see if she was moving and immediately became concerned. She went to Jan at her bedroom and told her of the situation.
And what is her name?
I know her name, we call her Tam. I'm assuming that's short for Tammy or Tamra.
Was she there with anyone else?
Her name is Tam Horsford, H-O-R-S-F-O-R-D, so the black female. I don't believe anybody was. My girlfriend has cameras here on the back deck that we can check.
Okay.
That I think would have caught the incident if she fell from here. Again, I don't know. It's hard to say if she fell from the deck or if she was already downstairs. She was the only smoker here. And I'm sorry. That's a lot of information.
Tamla was found lying face down in the backyard. She was laying almost immediately at the base of an elevated back porch. Tamla was clad in a one-piece pajama set, which was white and had a dog print on it. Tamla's right wrist was dislocated. Additionally, there were two gashes in Tamla's shins, which corresponded with a metal landscape, which was part of the yard and was located near her feet. This landscape divider was a piece of metal, approximately 1/8 of an inch thick, which would have made cuts corresponding to what was seen on Tamala's shins. Blood was observed on the cuff of the right sleeve, as well as on the shin area of the right pant leg, a small abrasion on the exterior of the left thumb, as well as on the tip of the left index finger, were observed and photographed. A transparent fluid was observed to originate from the mouth and nose. Tamla was laying face down, her head lying downhill from her body. Her right arm was by her side. Her left arm was somewhat out from her body and bent at an obtuse angle from the elbow. Other than the broken wrist and cuts on her shin, no obvious signs of injury presented themselves. Tamla Horsford was turned over to Coroner Bowen, who in turn transported her to the GBI for autopsy.
So you think she's possibly out from smoking?
Yeah, she was the only smoker. I mean, I'm on the back deck right now, and, you know, cigarette lighter, that type of thing out here.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see where on her wrist might have came from.
Okay. All right. Are all the people that were there last night, are they still at your house?
Okay, there are four people that were here last night that are no longer here.
Okay. And they just left this morning, or they leave last night?
Do you know roughly what time each of them left? We can check. I mean, she's got an alarm system that gives alerts when the doors are open on her phone.
Okay.
But I think the last time that I personally saw Tam was probably about 1 in the morning before I'd gone upstairs to bed.
Okay.
And at that point, she was the only one in the kitchen. I don't know.
Okay. Let me see where everybody is. I have one deputy that's about to pull into your subdivision. So I'll stay on the phone with you just for a minute. Is this going to be around back? Is that the way he needs to go?
Right. So when he pulls up to the residence, there will be one car in the street, four in the downtown.
And does he need to come and go through the house, or does he need to walk around the back?
They can go around to the side. I'm going to grab my shoes, and I'll direct them when they get here. No, it'll be easier for them because she's laying in the yard downstairs, basically on the patio downstairs.
Okay. All right, I have one. They should be pulling up. Do you see him outside?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll let you go then.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
The following Sunday, November 4th, 2018, a deputy spoke with Jose Barrera regarding the incident. Jose stated the residence is the home of his girlfriend, Jeanne Myers. He said Myers had thrown a birthday/football party at the house. He said she had invited a bunch of her girlfriends over, and it was mostly a girls' night. Jose said that the only other male there was Thomas Smith. Jose said he and Smith had been downstairs watching the LSU football game until halftime. He said they had come upstairs at halftime and found food and never went back downstairs. Jose stated he and Myers went to bed around 1:30 in the morning, and Tamela was still awake. He said she told them she was going outside to smoke a cigarette and would either go to sleep in one of Myers' children's room or would sleep on the sofa. Jose said they went to bed and were awakened the next morning by Madeline Lombardi telling him that they needed to come and look at something. He said that is when Madeline took him to the body of Tamela Horsford. The GBI toxicology screening found a blood alcohol level of 0.238 and traces of THC and Xanax at the time of her death. At autopsy, it was found that Tamela had abrasions on her face, on her forehead, eyebrow, and eyelid, something that wasn't mentioned in the initial police reports. The autopsy revealed severe injuries of the head, neck, and torso, including hemorrhaging of the brain, a fractured cervical vertebrae, and a laceration of the heart. On December 18, 2018, Jose Barrera, Jeanne Myers' boyfriend, and the man from the 911 call, was placed on administrative leave from his pretrial service officer job. 2 days later, he was fired when he was allegedly caught leaking information on the Tamela Horsford investigation. He used a police terminal to leak the information to at least 5 people. Allegedly, he also doxed Michelle Wynn Graves, according to Michelle, giving out her home address, phone number, work info, and even height and weight and extended family information. Barrera categorically denies these accusations. Still, it's worth noting that Barrera was sent a letter explaining that he was, quote, under investigation pertaining to you using your position to access confidential files on a current investigation surrounding a death in which you were a witness, and his employment was terminated shortly after.
It's crushed us a lot, you know, emotionally. You know.
Kirtland St. Jour is coping with the loss of his eldest daughter, Tamela Horsford. The mother and wife died under suspicious circumstances after attending an adults-only sleepover in 2018.
There's nobody showing any deep interest in the case.
A Forsyth Sheriff's Office investigation concluded Horsford was drunk and high when she fell off this deck to her death, accidentally. Her family believes something happened to her beforehand and that someone may have moved her body.
I just want to make them pay for what they did. Because they've disrupted so much.
She was something very special to a lot of people.
Husband Lee says her death has left a huge void in his family.
We need closure. The entire family needs closure. You know, my kids have nightmares, and I'm just worried about them because they don't want to talk to anybody.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
The case was closed on February 20th, 2019, ruled as an accidental death. Major Joe Perkins of the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office stated that none of Horsford's injuries aligned with foul play. Quote, "It was a party. They were drinking. She was drinking. Most of the partygoers had gone to bed at that time, and she was on the deck alone."
Case closed. The controversial death of a mother found dead outside an overnight house party ruled accidental. But the family attorney and dozens on social media are not buying it. Naima Abdullahi live in the newsroom with the latest.
Sheba, the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office announced they're finally closing the case because investigators believe there is no evidence of foul play in the controversial death of Tamla Horsford. The 40-year-old mother of five became the center of attention after she died at an overnight house party. Several people were at the house and they were drinking. Now, the sheriff's office says her injuries were consistent with an accidental fall, ruling out foul play. We got a hold of the toxicology report and it shows she had Xanax in her system along with marijuana and a high blood alcohol level of 0.238, nearly three times the legal limit. And an attorney for Hertzford's family says he will review the evidence and meet with the sheriff's office before deciding to ask for any further investigation on this controversial case, Sheba.
5 days later, on February 25th, Jeanne Myers, Nicole Lawson, Stacy Smith, Thomas Smith, Bridget Fuller, Marcy Harden, and Jose Barrera filed a lawsuit against Michelle Wynn Graves, stating they had suffered, quote, irreparable damage to their character, reputation, and business as a result of the statements allegedly made by Graves. As time passed, suspicions only grew. It was found that evidence was disposed of and the crime scene wasn't correctly preserved. Online theories range from wide-scale cover-up to a bungled police investigation, with many internet sleuths landing somewhere in the middle. In January 2021, Forsyth County's Corporal Mike Christian, who worked the Tamla Horsford case, resigned. An internal affairs report found that Christian had sent photographs of Tamla's dead body to at least two former girlfriends. The following audio features attorney Ralph Fernandez, who Tamla Horsford's husband hired, commenting on the case.
I know she didn't die the way that it's been, the conclusion has been reached. I just don't know why she was moved and placed there. And I don't know who did it, but I have a good idea from statements and inconsistencies. And when you have law enforcement or people related to law enforcement that take the fifth or that, you know, don't produce records or that the records have all been deleted or that texts have all been erased, now we have this case. And so all I have is we have the things that don't make sense. If you read the GBI inquiry, which stops abruptly, for instance, in the SIM card event, the destruction, they go, well, what did you do about that? But if now you have Barrera talking to Kalen, going to the gym with a case agent that he never told anybody about until the girlfriend said it, oh, they were going to the gym. They were great friends at the gym. They talked all the time, and he denies it at some point in time, saying that, you know, no, we saw each other at it. You know, like, if you work together, what are the chances two guys aren't going to sit down and talk about stuff, all kinds of stuff? They're going to talk about the Falcons getting beat by the Bucks, and they're going to talk about, you know, ladies, if you are this guy who's the most prolific, you know, whatever you want to claim, or me that I'm going to keep to myself. And I, you know, which I still don't understand because I've seen his picture. But anyway, the idea being, you know, like it, and the calls from the scene and the Snapchats and the texts and all this kind of stuff. And then like allegations that Christian made at the very end said, I saw, you know, an indentation on the ground where she fell. That's nowhere anywhere. Nobody's ever mentioned that. And then how he believes that it didn't happen that way, how her body was moved late, how he feels that he was being framed. I mean, when you talk to GBI and you lie to them, that's, you commit an offense. Hello. So that has tremendous validity, particularly if it flies into the conflict of all this other stuff. So if you have the worst investigation possible, and you have facts that you cannot deny, such as it is impossible if she fell there with these catastrophic fractures that she moved a foot. It's impossible that the issue with the arms, it's impossible to move at all if there is nothing underneath her fingernails showing that she was trying to claw to that. It's impossible if there's no blood flow on the ground from the serious Smith fracture on her wrist that would bleed like somebody who got cut with a knife, unless it was post-mortem. That means the fracture happened after she was dead. And so these things, you know, jump out. You have a GBI, who supposedly is a reviewing authority, that did not mention in the report the exhaustive claims that I made, although they quoted me, you know, in reference to providing information and not providing something that they could have got by subpoena like they got everything else. Of course, you know, like, well, Mr. Fernandez didn't send us that. Well, I gave him the guy's name and everything. They have it anyway from a bunch of sources. Second, they can see some of it on the internet, on the leaked material. And they didn't want to touch that because they took five pictures in an autopsy protocol of a potential homicide at GBI, not at the quack outfit down the street of the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office, you know, where the corruption is rampant. No, at GBI, Koopmeyer took, you know, his guy took five pics fully dressed. So, of course, you're not going to have pics on the table of the scratches that they somehow touch upon, but which Dr. Shaker identified as clearly 4 to 5 centimeters, which are defensive in nature. There is no evidence of any significant injuries to the skull bones or the cervical vertebrae. The cause of death, as attributed to Koopmeyer's, was that she died of a fracture of C2, the second cervical level. Well, that wasn't, you know, the independent guy didn't find a fracture there. Not only that, the absence of the subcutaneous subgaleal hemorrhage or laceration of the scalp and depressed lineal fraction of the calvarial bones, which is a scientific basis to indicate that if you fall flat, you're not going to just have a fracture, a compression fracture, or you're not going to have just that. You're going to have some damage up to the top, because you just supposedly fell, not from what the initial assessment was by Barrera calling, first of all, after he moved the body and then denied it. Second, when he said it's 20 feet, which is not, because it sounds better for, you know, some other thing, but I mean, it's not. And so then, you get all this information and you go, wait, nothing makes sense here. It's just a combination of inconsistencies. Including that, why would GBI ever, I mean, they've never done it, taking five pics of a body dressed to find out what kind of injury she had. I mean, talk about a fix. There's so many findings that it would need further review. And I don't want to speculate upon it because then it may link it directly to something. But what happens is we know it couldn't be from that fall. So already that's what it is. How much time was spent disregarding that, dismissing that and exploring further? You know, the camera wasn't working after they volunteered the camera. After it's long gone, GBI, not Forsyth County, tries to get the record of when the camera failed. We don't know what was at play, and these people didn't care to pursue it. Just like right now, I don't understand how GBI doesn't have a collateral investigation into the sheriff's office level of corruption if they have allegations and they can disprove them, that the phone was, you know, that was open involuntarily. When a witness came in and said, here are the pictures from the scene, and they destroyed them. And there's no preservation of that. I mean, that's why they have polygraphs. Speaking of which, did Barrera take one when they asked him? Of course not. He's not gonna do anything like that. Why would he fail a polygraph? Because he knows something about it. He knows something about it. He knows something about it. Whether he did it or somebody else did it or not, he knows something about it.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
they feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.